أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. ألف لام را، تلك آيات الكتاب الحكيم. أكان للناس عجبا أن أوحينا إلى رجل منهم أن أنذر الناس وبشر الذين آمنوا أن لهم قدم صدق عند ربهم، قال الكافرون إن هذا لساحر مبين. صدق الله العظيم. These are the first two ayat of Surah Yunus. Allah speaks about the people of Yunus alayhi salam that made Tawbah. Other nations had never made Tawbah when they disbelieved in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Together with that, in the Surah, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala speaks about the three primary beliefs of a believer. One is the Tawheed, the oneness of Allah. And in a very unique way, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala speaks about how Allah ta'ala systemized this entire universe and how Allah ta'ala looks after the system of the universe. In the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala begins the surah in the second ayat about the nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And again Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala establishes it. And then with regards to akhirat, Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala once again re-establishes. And together with that, Allah ta'ala speaks about the Qur'an. And it is in this surah and others that Allah ta'ala calls the world and Allah ta'ala challenges the world to bring the likes of this Qur'an, or even one verse, or even 10 verses of this Qur'an. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, Alif Lam Ra. This is known as the Hurufu Muqatta'at, the letters that are read individually, independently. Allah knows best the meaning. Tilka Ayatul Kitabil Hakim. These are the verses of the wise Kitab, the Kitab that is filled with wisdom, the book that is filled with wisdom. And Allah Ta'ala is making reference to the Qur'an. The wisdom of the Qur'an Sharif, in every word there is a wisdom that Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala has shown. Sometimes we see it, mostly we cannot see it. It is precise, it is exact. Some have stated that the word Hakim actually would refer to authority and the authoritativeness of this Qur'an. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about incidents of the past, how exact, how precisely Allah Ta'ala has done so. When Allah Ta'ala gives us a rule, Allah gives us a command in the way Allah Ta'ala has done it. When Allah Ta'ala prohibits, in the way Allah Ta'ala prohibits. When Allah Ta'ala speaks about the future, akhirat and all of that, everything is absolutely precise. And here Allah Ta'ala has said that these are the verses of the Kitab that is filled with wisdom. Thereafter Allah Ta'ala speaks about the Nubuwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We terminated the last surah, Surah At-Tawbah. لَقَدْ جَاءَكُمْ رَسُولٌ مِّنْ أَنفُسِكُمْ عَزِيزٌ عَلَيْهِ مَا عَنِدْتُمْ حَرِيصٌ عَلَيْكُمْ بِالْمُؤْمِنِينَ رَؤُوفٌ رَحِيمٌ. Allah Ta'ala spoke about the qualities of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Now Allah Ta'ala is speaking about the response of the people around Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam when Allah Ta'ala had sent Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Akana linnasi ajaban. Does man wonder? Does man marvel? Is man surprised about the fact? An awhayna ila rajulim minhum. That we had sent the wahi, we revealed to a man from amongst them. We all agreed, Allah Ta'ala is claiming that he had sent Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam from the people of Makkah. Now there were several objections that the people of Makkah had against the nubuwat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. One was this: why was it a human? Why was it not an angel? Secondly, why was it him? Why was it not one of the leaders of Makkah Mukarramah? one of the more affluent of Makkah Mukarramah, and these were the sort of things that they had brought against Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. So hence Allah Ta'ala speaks about the duty of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, rather than getting involved in responding, because again it is Allah Ta'ala that is authoritative. Allah Ta'ala decides whom Allah Ta'ala wants to send, and the fact that he lived in the midst for 40 years, and they had seen him, they had known him, like we discussed yesterday, they were the ones that said he was the most truthful, he was the most trustworthy. But yet when the nubuwwat came, then he became untrustable, unworthy of being trusted and dishonest. Hence Allah Ta'ala says, an andirin nas, that the response, the responsibility of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam was that warn people, those who do not accept, وَبَشِّرِ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا, and give the glad tidings to those who have brought iman. What the glad tidings should be over here, Allah says, أَنَّ لَهُمْ قَدَمَ صِدْقٍ عِنْدَ رَبِّهِمْ. Now the word qadam actually refers to the foot or the footsteps of a person. So here Allah Ta'ala is saying that warn, that give them the glad tidings that certainly for them is a position of righteousness in the Rabbihim, by their Rabb Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. That if man brings iman, then Allah Ta'ala has regard for that person. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala becomes the wali. Allahu waliyul ladina amanu. Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala befriends such a person in this dunya. Allah grants him a position insofar as Allah Ta'ala is concerned. In the akhirat, Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala grants him a position. Qala al-kafirun, the disbelievers said, inna hadha lasahirun mubin, that certainly he, that is Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is an open sorcerer, is a manifest sorcerer, a person that engages in black magic. And this was their response to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam's nubuwwat. Hence here Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala shows us two very important points. One is the kitab that is filled with wisdom, and of course there is absolutely no doubt in this kitab, and secondly the nubuwwat of our Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam. May Allah ta'ala give us the tawfiq. Subhanallah wa bihamdihi, subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik, nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta, nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk.